It's no surprise that the lead story in this week's Vermont Standard will be about the fire in downtown Woodstock on Monday. What may be surprising is that the local paper is publishing an issue at all. VPR's Steve Zind reports.
That's because the building that burned contained the Standard's offices.
We're going to publish this week. That's all there is to it.
The paper's owner, Philip Camp, says in its 165-year history, the Standard has been hit with 3 fires and 2 floods, most recently Tropical Storm Irene in 2011. After Irene, the paper started storing computer backups in a fireproof safe, which was recovered. That will help the paper put out an issue this week.
Better than the situation when the flood wiped us out and flushed us down the Ottauquechee River, we have some stuff to start with.
The Standard has set up temporary offices at the public library in Woodstock. Monday's fire also destroyed the pie brick oven trattoria, displaced a family, and damaged Collective, an artisan's gallery. Authorities are investigating the cause. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.